Love that. That will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, I reckon. Sabrina Carpenter's new one. That is Feather. If you like it, you can vote for it now in our trending 4 at 4 back this afternoon from 4 o'clock with Ames. FM929.com.au or on the socials to vote.
Here's a lighthearted look at what happened while you're asleep. It's the feed.
Is crazy. They're heading out cash prizes now at the Olympics. World Athletics will become the first international sports governing body to award prize money to Olympic gold medalists starting from the Paris Games that kick off in July. A prize pot of $2.4 million has been set aside by World Athletics from the International Olympic Committee's revenue share allocation. It receives every 4 years to reward athletes who receive gold in each of the 48 track and field events in Paris will receive $50,000, and relay teams will receive the same amount to share amongst the athletes. They're looking at expanding this as well to include prize money for silver and bronze as well from the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. There's some concerns that this could potentially lead to cheating. However, Sebastian Coe, who's the World Athletics president, has told reporters that he disagrees that this financial incentive would promote cheating, instead stressing the importance of highlighting the abilities of the world's best athletes. Instead, of course, traditionally, Olympic medal winners don't receive prize money, as the event originated as an amateur competition. Rishi Sunak has apologized to all fans of Adidas Samba trainers after being accused of ruining their credibility when he was pictured wearing a pair of them in an interview. The Adidas Sambas are those, I think they're relatively, well, I have to admit, I didn't realize the name of these until Rishi Sunak was wearing them. So I don't know, maybe he's actually done something to promote them, but they're those white lace-up sporting shoes with the three black stripes on the side of them. You see them in movies and TV shows and that kind of stuff. The Prime Minister said he's been wearing the German sportswear trainer for many years and is a longtime devotee of the brand. He made the apology after he was seen wearing the grey, white and black trainers paired with a white shirt, navy chinos and black socks. I have to admit, the shoes were the least of my worries. His pants finish very short on his legs. They're literally like three-quarter suit pants he's wearing. His pants end at the bottom of his calves. I'd be more worried about your pants than your shoes. But look, anyway, I don't think Rishi Sunak has anything to apologize for here. I think the shoes are quite good. It could be worse. He could have been wearing Velcro Dunlops. I mean, come on. That is Greenspoon, of course, their cover of INXS's Don't Change at 17 past 7 here at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunninganoo Road. Some brilliant news from John Wolfe. This has got to be the news story of the Is it safe to say the news story of the year?
Maybe not. We'd go, the year.
No, not the year. Okay. All right, fair enough.
Definitely the news story of this week.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was the fact that Bunnings had to close down on Wednesday after an accident with a forklift driving into a fire hydrant. But it caused the evacuation of the building. The building had to close down partly because part of the roof caved in, but
yeah, right.
Also, they had to dry out the switchboard. Otherwise, they probably would have been open yesterday. But they're open today. And I found out they open at 6:30, so they're open now.
Oh, they're open right now. Yeah. There you go. Go back for the second grand reopening, in a way.
The only problem with today is the sausage sangers aren't there.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
that's why you go to Bunnings, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, very true. Well, hey, at least they're open in time, because we were fearful yesterday. You and I were saying off air, we're worried they might not have been reopened in time for the weekend.
So at least
they've got a day of preparation ready for the big Saturday and Sunday at Bunnings, and the barbecues ready to go.
The weekend is always the big time for Bunnings, of course, because people get the time off and can go and wander around and go in to buy a washer but come out with three or four other things.
I know, it's like the sort of the hardware equivalent of Audi. You know, you walk into Audi to get, you know, bananas and a chicken, and you walk out with a trumpet and a washing machine.
Have you done that? Have you?
So I did walk out of the, not quite a trumpet. I don't think they had any on sale at the time, otherwise I would have. But I did walk out of there with an accordion.
Or a mouth accordion.
Oh, like, yeah. What is it? A harmonica.
A harmonica.
Yeah, I walked out with one of them. So, which I did practice for a little while to play. And then for some weird reason, I came home from work one day and I could never find it again. I haven't found it since. I think my partner hit it, if you get my drift.
I'm glad that was a harmonica and not a trumpet.
Yeah, very much so. That's right. So Bunnings all reopened. It's all
well,
good.
Well, according to the report this morning, yep, 6:30 cool. This morning they were opening, and obviously we're very thankful for the emergency services and everyone who helped out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So they're back in business, and I'm not sure whether I'm going to have a sausage sandwich with barbecue sauce or tomato sauce tomorrow, but I'm going to have one.
It's got to be I prefer the barbecue sauce myself. Right. Do you do the onions or no onions?
Oh, I love the onions.
Yeah.
Remember, was it 2 years ago now? Yeah. We had to have the onions underneath the sausage.
Right. That's right, for insurance reasons, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
They got to put it under because the sausage keeps the onions on the bread and stops them falling off and becoming a slip hazard.
A slip hazard,
apparently.
And at the same time, people decided with scones or scones, whichever you want to say, that the jam had to go on top of the cream or the cream had to go on top of the jam. But I can't remember which way it was.
I do personally myself, I do the jam and then the cream because I find it's easier to get the jam off, the cream off onto the jam.
Than the other way around.
Yeah, than the other way around. Have you ever tried to wipe the jam onto the cream? You can't, like, it's science. You can't do it.
Yeah, but you just slap it on with a spoon, don't you?
Oh, yeah, true. You barbarian.
Thank you.
Thanks for that good news of the week, John.
Thanks, mate.
Appreciate it. 7:21.
Did you know Australia needs around 33,000 blood?
Galantis with Five Sauce and David Guetta. That is Lighter at 92.9. If you like that, you can vote for it in this afternoon's Trending 4 at 4, back from 4 o'clock with Ames. FM929.com.au to vote for your favourite track. 7:10 on this Friday morning. Time to find out what Tamworth's frustrating little things are. What's frustrated people over the last 7 days? If you got one, 676229. Time, make it on air. Go on the draw for our Case Friday meet tray. Rob, watching every cop TV show, such as FBI or Chicago PD, and instead of them walking up and just arresting someone, they yell out their name from 50 meters away and the suspect runs every time. I know, it's just basic, like, efficiency, isn't it? They wouldn't make good cops in real life, would they? No, never. Rob, thank you very much. Lizzie, an interesting one. Let me know your take on this. Lizzie's frustrating thing: people that stop at a roundabout when there are two lanes and therefore you can just keep going. Look, I get you, Lizzie, but then Anita's come back onto Lizzie's comment and said, but the rule is you have to give way to everything on the roundabout regardless of which lane they're in. I mean, we live in Tamworth. You're saving yourself about 2 seconds plus. I don't know about you, but I don't trust other drivers to stay in their lane while going around the roundabout, which is another great reason not to enter it until they're done. That's valid as well. I mean, I've seen some shocking drivers on roundabouts in particular as they exit. They're in the middle of both lanes. It's hopeless. Like, you'd like to think if there wasn't a car next to him, they wouldn't be in the middle of the two lanes. You'd hope that. And maybe it's because they know that they don't have another car next to them that therefore they can take up both lanes. But look, I honestly would not risk it. I wouldn't risk it at all, Lizzie. No, but I share your frustrations. Speaking of cars, my frustrating thing is when you hop into a European car and the blinkers for the indicators and the windscreen wipers swap on you, and then, you know, just as you get used to them being around the wrong way, you then get your normal car back again, and then you've got to get used to how you were driving before. I just recently had to swap cars. Our 92.9 White Knight was in for repairs this week. And we got a loan car, and that had the indicators and the windscreen wipers around the wrong way. And I'm driving last week, and I've gone to indicate off the roundabout because, you know, I'm a good, courteous driver, and I do the right thing and indicate coming off the roundabout. Or so I thought, and the guy got the windscreen wipers going on really, really, really fast. So whoever that driver was that I indicate off the roundabout by flicking my windscreen wipers on, my apologies, I did not mean to do that. It was just, I'm a creature of habit, what can I say? You got any frustrating things, get them off your chest. 676-22929, make it on air, go on the draw for our Case Friday meet tray. 929 Tamworth on the socials as well. John from our local newsroom's got some damn good news after this. The Offspring at 92.9, Pretty Fly for a White Guy, my theme song. 16 to 9, wow. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre. Morning, Mills, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well.
It's Friday.
It is. We love Friday. Taste Tamworth's on this weekend as well. Taste in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
On tomorrow, about 40-plus market stalls there,
ooh,
which is fantastic. Get along, enjoy that one. They've got a bit of craft beer there as well.
Oh, okay.
So you can get along and enjoy that. Some wine there, fresh produce, food stands, about 40-plus stands all up. $2 entry. Kids 12 and under are free. Get along, enjoy that one. Bicentennial Park tomorrow between 10 and 4. What would be your last meal? Not that someone lovely like you would ever make it onto death row, but if you were on death row...
Well, we don't know, because...
And you were about to get in the electric chair... God, I got to paint a scene here. I know it's a bit morbid.
No, it's fine. I'm saying it's kind of likely because of what me and Shaz got up to the other night.
That's up to you if you want to share that story on air. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I mean, now that you...
No, it's not that bad. That it was an honest mistake.
Now that you've brought it up, I mean, the floor is yours. The spotlight is on you. Meals,
okay.
Tell us more.
So our afternoon announcer on 2TM, our sister station, Dan, he does multiple trivia nights around Tamworth across the week. And so Sharnay and I, who's also from 2TM, we went along to support, and it was at a restaurant, and we were just so caught up in the fact that we won the trivia, just saying, which is what I think we should all focus on, by the way. We won trivia. We were so caught up in that and then like saying hi to Dan afterwards that we left the restaurant without paying for our meals. So then Dan had to call us immediately. Well, as soon as we got to the car, I was like, you guys just walked out without paying. And so we were both like, oh no! And we had to run back in and apologize. And we did pay. On the record, we did pay, and it was an honest mistake. It's not that crazy for you to be like, wow, well, you could be a criminal. It's like, well, I almost was. Almost. It's the important word there. But I'm also a winner, which is what I think we should focus on.
That is how good Dan's trivia nights are. You get that caught up in the fact that you won, you are that amazing, you are that good at trivia that you leave without paying.
Yeah, you forget where you are, you forget what day it is, you're just on a high.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
so much
sense
so
of achievement.
You wander out of there, you hop in the car, and then Dan needs to ring you and go, oi, you forgot something. Yeah. No, I've got my bottle of wine, I got my gift voucher, I got my certificate that I won as the winner. Yeah. I'm going home and partying on.
No.
Need to come in and pay.
Yeah. See, I argued that I shouldn't have to pay if I'm a winner, but they didn't like that, so.
Want to head along to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo at Dubbo this school holiday?
10 to 9 at 92.9. So, Mills, what would be your last meal? Oh, there's something in this. Is there another podcast? Can we do the final meals?
Where
you can chat to people about whatever the last thing was. Oh, we'll workshop this, but the first thought I get is like the last thing that they ever did. Actually, that's a bit risky. Anyway, what would be your last meal? The last meal with Meals.
Well, it would actually be with a slight alteration, it would actually be the meal that I had at trivia, which is just standard schnitty and chips. But the variation is with a VB, a cool ice cool VB.
Of course.
Do they have them at the Taste Festival? That's what I want to know.
Sure. I'm sure they would.
Well, good.
I'm then sure go. they've got food from right around the world, including Victoria. So I'm sure they'd have their official alcohol product of the whole state. So
priceless, some would say.
And that's ironic that that was your last meal on Wednesday night, because after dining and dashing, that was nearly your final meal.
See? That's what I'm saying.
It worked out. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. That is Portugal Le Man at 16 past 8 at Tamworth's number one, 92.9 Taste Tamworth. It's been going on for the last week, so many amazing events on, and still some great events to get out there and enjoy over the last couple of days of Taste Tamworth. Tell us more about it from Tamworth Regional Council, the events team. Natasha Little, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. I got a couple of awesome events coming up to finish off Taste Tamworth. Tom's Bar this evening is doing something special to get amongst the Taste Tamworth celebrations.
Yes, definitely. So Tom's Bar are doing a cocktails and grazing table tonight. Bookings are fairly close to booking out, so just get in contact with Tom's Bar. But they've also got another event on tomorrow night as well. So just contact Tom's Bar for that one.
Fantastic. And then the big one, this is kind of always the sort of flagship event of Taste Tamworth over the last little while. It's on tomorrow, 10 till 4, Taste in the Park at Bicentennial Park. So much going on for this one, Natasha.
Yeah, definitely. Taste in the Park tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day. So we're opening gates at 10 a.m. It's a $2 entry. And we have around about 45 sites coming. So there's quite a bit going to be happening from 10 till 4 tomorrow.
And a bit of everything, all sorts of food and craft beer and everything.
There's a bit of everything. So we've got some sweet food. We've obviously got your hot savoury food vans coming in as well. We've got some wineries, so you can come down, sit on the grass, listen to some live music. We've also, for the kids, we've got a silent disco happening.
Cool.
And we've also got some art and craft and the Tamworth Community Garden coming down as well. So
fantastic. Lovely. Enjoy that one tomorrow, 10 till 4. Lovely day for it. $2 entry fee. Kids under 12 are free.
Yes, so that's right. So, yeah, bring card and cash. We will have FPOS at the gate.
Yeah.
But bring some cash as well. But come down, have a nice day, bring a picnic rug, spend the afternoon down there and try some fantastic new foods around the region.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Taste in the Park tomorrow between 10 and 4 in Bicentennial Park. And then Papa Luigi's tomorrow from 5:30 doing something special as well.
Yeah, Papa Luigi's, it's first time that they've been involved with Taste out at their new venue. So they're having a family Italian night. So just like being at Nonna's. So obviously you can get all your fantastic Papa Luigi's food, your pizza and your gelatis. But they're also putting on some fantastic acts. We've got Brendan Montana, who's a magician, and he's come from all the cruise ships traveling around the world. Cool. So that will be a fantastic one for the kids. Then we've got Grant Galea. He's a singer, impersonator singer, so everything from Dean Martin to Johnny Cash.
Cool.
And then we've got Nick Bavarelli, who does the Italian squeeze box. So it will be a fantastic night. Get a group of people together. It's a free event. So you just need to ring Papa Luigi's just to book a table, because I'm sure it will book out. They've been very busy over the last few weeks. So hope to see everyone down there at Papa Luigi's after Taste.
Yeah, that's it. 5:30 tomorrow, that gets underway. And then Sunday, this is called the Nundle Country Picnic and Market Day, is on at the lovely Woolen Mill Grounds.
Yes, definitely. Just to finish the Taste off and have finished the weekend off, start the school holidays.
Yeah.
Go for a nice drive down to Nundle, explore the region and also experience the country markets down there. So that will be another day just to finish off Taste that we've had a fantastic week for this week.
Yeah, definitely. That's on 10 till 4 in the lovely Nundle Woolen Mill Grounds. Market stalls there, live music as well. Loads going on there. $2 entry fee for that one. The profits from that event will go towards the Nundle Land Care Group as well. So enjoy that 10 till 4 on Sunday. Lots going on. All the details about that on our events guide. It's also on your the TRC Council website as well.
Yes, and also on Destination Tamworth or Taste Tamworth. So go to one of the sites, find out all the information. We hope to see everyone at those couple of events over the weekend.
Lovely. All the best with it, Natasha. I know you've got a busy day today. So thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us this morning all about the final weekend of Taste Tamworth. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's been a busy day here at Will and Woody.
I